book of Genesis today. And the book of Genesis is known as the first book of Moses. It's broken up into two parts. Part one is the primeval history. It starts from the creation to the Tower of Babel. Then part two is the patriarchal history, the life of Abraham to the life of Joseph. It has four events that is focused: the creation, the fall, the flood, the nations. Then it has four main people in the book of Genesis: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Today we're going to focus a little bit on Abraham. And I'm going to read a little bit of this text that you've already heard in your hearing. And I'm going to come from verse 7. And it says, "And an angel of the Lord found her." For a thing or a subject today, where were you when the Lord found you? Let us pray. Father God, again, we come to you, Father, as humble as we know how, Father. I ask you to increase in me as I decrease, Father, because this is the word that you've given me to preach to your people, Father. And, Father, let this word not go out void, but to touch somebody's life, to walk anew and give them a new insight on who you are, what you are, and what you can do in their life. These things I do pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. As you heard in your hearing, the reading of the texts, verses 1 through 7. You read about a couple named Abram and Sarah. You read about what they wanted to do with this handmaid. And they wanted to use this handmaid to have a baby for them.
That's right.
They wanted to use this handmaid without even talking to her. They wanted to use this handmaid without even consulting with her about anything. They just wanted to make a decision for the handmaid themselves.
Yeah,
to be right and honest with you, we all were at one time a handmaid. A handmaid is just a simple servant, a simple slave, a simple someone who was told what to do, when to do, how to do it, where to go, how long to stay, when to come back, who to be with, who not to be with, who to associate with, who you can do it with, who you can't be with. That's all. That's what a handmaid was.
That's right.
Basically, a slave. Basically, at one time or another, we was a slave to sin. We was a slave in the way that this young woman is a slave to Abram and Sarah. We was a slave to sin because sin had us messed up, shook up, tore up, broke up, down, up, and out. Because sin was directing our lives. Because sin was the one that told us when to go, where to go, how to go, what to do, when to do, who to do, who to talk to, who you can speak with. Sin was directing our path. Sin was directing our lives. Sin had us lost without a cause. Sin had us all mixed up, tore up, shook up, messed up, thrown out. Sin had us hurting our own bodies. Sin had us not being able to be with people that we wanted to be with. Sin was directing our path straight to hell. Sin had our own destination because we were nothing but a handmaid. We were straight up slaves to sin. Just as Hagar here was a straight up slave to Abram and Sarah. Sin had discussions about you. Sin, when you woke up that day, sin said, "I'm going to make so-and-so do this today." You woke up on certain days, you didn't know you were going to end up in certain places that night. You woke up on certain nights, you didn't even know where you were. You did some things to your body and to yourself that you did not plan to do to your body and to yourself. It was sin that had you doing those things. It was sin that had you doing messed up and shook up. It was sin who had you in all the places you should not have been. Sin caused you to fall into prison with some things, such as alcoholism. Sin had you fall into prison with some things, such as fornication, homosexuality, things that you are ashamed to even think about today. Because sin was directing your path. That's all sin was all about. Sin didn't even have you looking at God. It didn't even have you looking right. See, when you found God, you even look new.
Yeah. All right.
When you found God, you even walk a different type of way. When you found God, you even talk differently. But see, when you was in sin, you were saying, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. When you were sin, it wasn't that kind of manners. It was another kind of manners that I cannot say from the pulpit. But you know what I'm saying. Because sin had you saying all types of things. But see, when you found God, when he found you, he just had a little conversation with you. See, sin had you in a way that you are nowadays so glad you can look back over your life and think things over. And look back then to where God brought you from to right now. You may not be where you want to be, but you're sure not where you used to be. Because that sin is gone all away from you. Because one day God found you. Just as he found Hagar here by the fountain. See, and then let me tell you something. When you was out there doing your things, the ones that had you doing the things with them, you found a way to do it better than they did. And then when you found a way to do it better than they did, they started looking at you with despise in their eyes. They started getting mad at you because you did things better than they did. You did things like you got a job. You stopped doing that other stuff. You did things like you wanted to go to school and get an education. You did things like you wanted to take care of your family. You did things like you want to be the man of your house and take care of your kids. You did things like you want to be a woman and not a woman for every man. You want to be a woman for one man. And then all of a sudden, they thought you was looking out your eyes with despise. They thought you were saying, oh, she thinks she better than me now because she got so-and-so going on. He think he all that because he work at PPG. He think he all that because he got a family. He think he all that because he got a house now. You see, they start looking at you with despise out of their eyes. When all you wanted to do was try to do the best that you could. All that you wanted to do was try to be who you wanted to be. See, Hagar and Sarah, two women, one could do what the other woman couldn't do. One could have a baby whenever she wanted to. One had to wait on the Lord.
That's
right. See what I'm saying? One had to wait on the Lord. One could do it whenever she wanted to. And see, that right there caused Sarah to think that she was looking at her eyes with displeasement upon her. But see, when you and Abraham was talking about this, you didn't think about that. You didn't think about the consequences of what is going to happen when you allow this woman to marry your husband, to get pregnant by your husband, and then you going to get mad at this woman because she pregnant by your husband. Just as when we was out there, somebody got mad at you because you started doing things the right way and you stopped doing things the wrong way. And they got mad at you and started putting your name out there in the street. And then when they start putting your name out there in the street, you had all these friends that you thought you had walk away from you. Then you find yourself by yourself. You find yourself you couldn't call nobody. You find yourself you couldn't talk to nobody. You find yourself you had to run away just like Hagar had to run away. Because the people out there in the street started mistreating you just like Sarah started mistreating Hagar. You had to run away. You had to get away from them folks. You had to get to yourself, by yourself. You had to get on your own. Then as you by yourself, you didn't have nobody to talk to, nowhere to turn to. You thought the ones that was your friends was your friends.
That's right.
But the ones that was your friends were the main ones talking about you. The ones that was your friends were the main ones spreading your business. The ones that was your friends even went to God and prayed about stuff that happened to you. The ones that was your friends you thought you can talk to were the main ones that abused you, mistreated you, cussed you out, and everything about you. But all of a sudden, you got out there on your own. You got by yourself one day, and you heard a small voice. And that small voice you heard, it came from an outer side. That small voice you heard, it didn't call you you. It called you by your name. Just as The angel of the Lord found Hagar by a fountain in the wilderness. Yeah. By the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar.
Uh-huh.
He said, BJ. He said, Joe.
Yeah.
He said, Roland. He said, Carlton.
Yeah.
Called you by your name.
Because
he knows you.
Yeah.
He knew when you was out there doing all that dirt.
Yeah.
He was just waiting on you to get to the situation where you couldn't depend on the ones you thought that you could depend on. When you were down to your last breath, down to your last little bit, about to give up on everything, about to give up on life and all, God showed up on time. God showed up in the nick of time. And when he showed up with questions to you, just like he showed up with questions to Hagar. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, May whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarah. See, I don't know the questions that God asked you when he showed up for you. But God came to you with some questions.
That's right.
What's the matter? Where your friends at now? Who you going to talk to now? Where that man that you put all your faith in? Where that woman you put all your faith in? Where that job you put all your faith in? Where that addiction you thought had you going on? Where that thing thought you had you looking good when you was looking ugly and tore up? Where Mr. Jack Daniels at now? Where Courvoisier at now? Ask you all them questions. Where is your help now? Where is going on? And then he said, where are you going? Where are you going now? And God, in the angel of the Lord, he gave us some instructions. Because when God showed up and talked to each one of us in here, because hey, none of us know better than the other one. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory. That's what the word says. And all of us was at one time messed up, shook up, tore up, thrown out, discouraged, disgraced, talked about, lied on, cheated on. All of us at one time went through a certain one of those words. But when the Lord showed up and talked to us, he made some promises to us. The first promises he said to us, I will never leave you or forsake you. See, them friends you thought you had, they done left you and forsake you. Then the Lord went on and told you, I am the good shepherd. Then the Lord went on and told you, you will never want for nothing. Then the Lord, he told you that I will prepare a table in the presence of your enemy. Then he went on and told you, surely in goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And then he went on and told you, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall not fear evil, for thou will be with me, and my rod and my staff will comfort you. Then he went on and told you, I will make you to lie down in green pastures beside still waters. All that trouble you're going through now will go away because I'll make the water still for you. You know, then he went on and told you, because I am your shepherd, and you shall not want. And then you turned around and you told him, Lord, oh, I lift up my soul unto you, my God, and then I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let my enemies not triumph over me. And then he went on and told you, he said, you know, the earth is mine and the fullness of. Therefore, the world and they that dwell therein. And then he went on us and told you, you are my child. You are my child. God told each and every one of us in here, we are his child. And when he found us with those questions and then with those promises, if you look back from that day he found you, where he found you, the situation you was in when he found you, he didn't lie. When you think things over, when you think things over,
oh yeah,
and I look back from that day that God called me, and he gave me my promises, and he asked me my questions, and I look back from then to now, oh, God is good. So when I stand before you and say, God is good, I mean God is good, church. Because as we think things over, hallelujah, God is good. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Because when I think things over, when I could have been dead, I could have been in prison, I could have lost my mind, I could have been shook up, shook out, but God is good. Oh, God is good.
Yeah.